Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 33, Johannesburg 31 and Rustenburg 34. The former Reserve Bank Governor Tito Mboweni will be laid to rest in Limpopo tomorrow. He died last weekend following a short illness. Now the former finance minister was accorded a Category 2 state funeral by President Cyril Ramaphosa. Masachaba Sefularo reports.
The relatives of former Minister Tito Mboweni were inconsolable as the coffin carrying his body arrived at his childhood home in Sasekani village near Tzaneen. Mourners and family members were given an opportunity to bid their final farewell and view Mboweni one last time. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to deliver the eulogy at Mboweni's funeral, which takes place at the Nkowa Nkowa Stadium on Saturday. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
Speaking about the president, he described the death of the ANC stalwart and founder of the teachers' union, SATU, as a great loss. Since 1998, he served as Minister of Labour under four presidents. Spokesperson for the presidency is Vincent Magwenya.
Mr. Mdladlana's passing takes us back in time to the sacrifices and struggles of our past, the hope with which we embarked on building a new society, and the hard work it has taken since then to secure the gains we have made.
In other news, Free State Police have launched a manhunt for suspects who shot and killed a senior official in the Mangaung municipality. According to police spokesperson Lorraine Earl, the 48-year-old man was ambushed as he left work yesterday.
Police found empty cartridges near his vehicle. He was declared dead on the scene. The investigation continues.
And the newly elected deputy mayor of Tshwane, Eugene Modise, has pledged to honour the responsibility of his new role with integrity. The ANC councillor was elected unopposed during a special council sitting today, succeeding Action SA councillor Nasipi Moya, who was elected mayor a week ago.
I will not allow fear nor intimidation stand on my way when executing my functions and responsibility. I refuse to harbor any single drop of bitterness in my God-given beautiful soul during service delivery interaction with the wonderful people of the capital city.
Big news on the international front. Israel and Hamas confirmed the death of the leader of Hamas during an attack on a building in Rafah, Gaza. In Khan Yunis, where Yahya Sinwar was born, Palestinians who spoke to the BBC said they don't believe it will bring about an end to the war in the region.
This war is not dependent on Sinwar nor on any other leader or official. It's a war of extermination against the Palestinian people.
Many leaders have been assassinated before him, but someone else will always step in.
We asked Willem Els from the Institute of Security Studies what he thinks.
It depends on who will be appointed as his successor. Should that be a more moderate leader, there might be a possibility of peace negotiations that will continue and maybe an end of the conflict. It also depends on Iran, because Iran is using Hamas as their proxy.
I'm Marlene Fischer from myself and the news team. Good night.
We don't stop. Break down. Dance the night away. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and that haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know, never know enough till it's over, love, till we lose control. Escape from you, so I keep it low, keep a secret code, so everybody else don't have to know.